This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Ivana Stradner of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who's generously helped me to understand the Balkans during this conflict. Look at your map. The Balkans are neighbors of Ukraine. Serbia is a neighbor of Ukraine, so a neighbor of other parts of the Balkans that are of issue. I'm focusing now on the president of Serbia. His name is Vucic. And, for example, headlines around sanctions against Russia would cost Serbia dearly, says President Vucic. And this, Serbian President Vucic, Ukraine and an EU make false bomb threats to Air Serbia aircraft. My goodness. Odd business that I've wandered into, Ivana, with your guidance here. Who is Alexander Vucic? Where is he in the Europe of right now? I know that Serbia is not a member of NATO. I do not believe it's a member of the EU. I'm not certain, but I do not. So
it's not.
What is Vucic hoping to achieve by accusing the EU of bomb threats and at the same time making a show of himself that he's not going to sanction Russia?
So the president of Serbia, Aleksandar Vucic, he just was elected again a few weeks ago. And his main strategy is basically to balance between Beijing, Moscow, Brussels, and Washington. So his rhetoric certainly has been very vocal about the situation in Ukraine, because the only thing that he cares about is certainly, you know, to remain in power. This is number one thing. And in order to do that, given his policy that has been omnipresent over the past decade or more, in terms of balancing between East and West, he's trying to pursue with the same policy. But nowadays, given the war in Ukraine, this policy cannot be maintained any longer, and he really has to choose sides. So, for example, even though that he cannot, for example, receive weapons from Russia, he asked China to deliver weapons. So China delivered weapons approximately 2 weeks ago, a new anti-missile systems. At the same time, he's also trying to please the West and, for example, to support the West in the United Nations. But nevertheless, he, for example, does not want to impose any sanctions on Russia. He keeps repeating over and over again about sovereignty, that Serbia is a sovereign country, that it can choose its own path, that Serbia has a military neutrality and does not want to be involved in this conflict, but mostly because he also has a very, very good deal on gas and Russia, because Serbia is absolutely dependent on Russian gas. So he has been choosing such a policy of balancing between and the West for more than a decade, but such a policy will not be able to will not be sustained anytime longer.
And accusing the EU of bomb threats, is that new to him, or is he doing this routinely without any evidence?
So apparently, the propaganda in Serbia and information operations are the part of his policy. And for example, a few days ago, he accused the United Kingdom for delivering weapons to Kosovo. And immediately the UK debunked his propaganda. So this is really nothing new. In terms of bomb threats, the thing is that Serbia has direct flights between Belgrade and Moscow. And on the way to Moscow, he claimed actually in the middle of such a route, they would receive a warning about bomb threats. And he accused Ukraine, and he accused also one EU member state for doing that. The Ukrainian government immediately stated that this is a blatant lie, so they refused to accept this as reality.
To be continued. Ivana Stradner for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.